You're tuned into Marital Chemistry
2020.
We have a mission.
With your host, G. Cohen.
You see, that's why your skin looks so cool.
Exactly. Lisa.
I was thinking about this one, and I think for most people who are married, they're content with their spouse.
Richard.
But it has to get the countdown and everything.
Winita.
Because really and truly, what you're going to remember like 10 years from now.
Welcome to Marital Chemistry.
My name is G. Cohen, the most wanted, along with my wife. And we've got one half of the night with us today.
Yes, we do. Juanita.
Juanita is here. We, unfortunately, we lost our boy Richard today again. Oh, you are on mic four. So let me get you on.
There you go.
There you go.
Oh, Lord.
You know what? I turned off Juanita.
He's shutting us down.
You know what it was? Last week when it was just the two of us, I had to make some adjustments. Yeah. So I'm still in that mental state of adjusting, forgetting, okay, it's Richard that's not here. So how are you guys doing? How was the week?
Busy.
Yeah. Busy week?
It's always busy, but then I find that leading off of a weekend, going into a week, and then going back into a weekend, it's always just so like...
But isn't that life?
It is life. But I'm just saying, like, it just feels like it's getting busier and busier.
Yes.
Right? And there's no, like, downtime that you can have, you know? Like,
you did add jingle in it.
I did.
So, yeah, that's like another child.
He is. Because every day he getting cussed out. Every day he's getting cussed out.
Now you see why I'm adamantly saying absolutely no dog until my daughter is 14 where I can just see it.
Even then too, I'm sorry. Like, I got a 14-year-old and a 5-year-old and it's still a dog.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Still a whirlwind.
I'm not that nice of a daddy. How about you, Lisa? How was your week?
My week was good. It was busy, but not as busy, which is good. Yeah. This week was actually not too bad, but
that is good though.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So this weekend was good so far. It's been nice and pretty easy going, and we need that sometimes. We're almost just, you know.
You know what I just realized? We walk in purple.
Purple team. Well, I'm in pink. Yeah. So,
but I realized that I'm rocking lavender, and you're rocking the purple. So I'm like, oh, look
at that.
That's
my favorite color too. No. I like that shade too.
Yes, girl. I feel very cozy.
Right?
Yes.
But I just realized, I'm like, as we're talking, I'm looking at you. Like,
it's true.
Well, here's something that will let y'all ladies feel better.
What?
It's Valentine's this coming week.
It sure is.
So you better have my Valentine's well set booked, okay?
Excuse me.
Not only is it Valentine's, but her birthday is the day before Valentine's.
That's it. Don't forget it.
Yep. And we met on her birthday, so I got my work cut out for me.
Yes. You got to come, like, with the big guns.
I'll just get the kids involved. That's all. Can't go wrong once you get the kids involved.
Softens her heart, right?
Exactly.
Exactly what he's thinking.
Softens her heart.
Well, it was a good week for Marital Chemistry, because guess what?
Yeah.
We got our YouTube up and going.
Yay.
Yes. And we had quite a few hits.
Nice. Yeah.
I was really impressed with the response we've had so far.
That's good.
Yeah. So that is a good thing. Just search Marital Chemistry on YouTube and there we are.
Yes, and subscribe and click for the notification.
All that good stuff.
Pop it all up.
All that good stuff. It's exciting.
Yeah,
it's exciting. But let's get forward into what we're discussing today.
Yes.
This is a pretty good one. Are you in a relationship or a situationship?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is something that you want to clearly define as we're heading into Valentine's.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Right? You better know what your situation is.
Yes.
You know what I mean? If you're in a relationship, situationship, the side thing, whatever.
Booty call.
Whatever it is.
Just a regular call.
Just don't expect more than what you are for Valentine's.
Exactly.
This is a hot topic though, leading up. It is Valentine's for sure.
Exactly. If you're just on the side, just know you get maybe a call.
Yeah.
The day before or the day after. Because Valentine tend to be reserved.
Yes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Exactly.
Or you might just have no call leading up to it. If you start realizing like from last week to like this week, then you're like, oh shoot.
So don't catch our hurt feelings just before Valentine's. Just know that's what it is.
Yes.
That you are a moment in time.
Exactly. You're a moment in time. Time filler.
Yes.
Yeah. And don't get your feelings hurt.
I think people will get their feelings hurt.
Absolutely.
Regardless, we're still human, right?
Because it's an expectation. Yeah.
But don't you get what you work for?
But at the same time, as most people go into a situation,
mm-hmm.
having right. expectations.
Ooh.
Right?
Let's not get too far into that.
Yeah, it's, no, true.
It's true, though.
It's true, absolutely.
Right? They do.
We don't want to run them away just at the beginning of the show, and they're like,
okay,
these guys are throwing words at me. They yeah. are throwing words at me, so forget yeah. them. You know, right, no, no, right. we are not throwing words. We're being very realistic with yes. what life yeah. is, and that's just it.
And transparent. Exactly. There's a lot of emotions involved, let's yeah. be honest.
Yes.
Right?
So the big topic today, are you in a relationship or a situationship? So when we come back, we're going to be talking about understanding a relationship versus a situationship. Mm-hmm. Who gains or lose from a situationship, or the effects of a relationship and how easy it is. No, the effects of a situationship or how easy it is to get caught up in a situationship. Continue to keep a lock. We're going to come back. We're going to get to work on this one.
It's the Bad Boy of Radio. Hot 1 a.m. Let's get it. Get it.
Are you in a relationship or a situationship? Mm-hmm. And before we get diving into our topic, let's just take a quick moment to say, don't forget our podcast is now up for you to listen to on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, or wherever you choose to listen to your podcast. Just simply search Marital Chemistry. And don't forget, we're now on YouTube. That's a good thing. We are now up on YouTube. Just search Marital Chemistry on YouTube. And once you're on YouTube, make sure you are subscribing as well. Okay? Yes. So we are now diving over into, are you in a relationship or a situationship?
And understanding it.
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to throw it over to Juanita, and she's going to dive right over into understanding a relationship versus a situationship.
Yes. So there is so much about this topic and like understanding it, but I'm just going to just go through a laundry list of things that came up to me and that I thought was interesting for us to even dive a little bit deeper. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people always get into relationships for many different reasons, right?
Right?
And sometimes they don't want to be alone is usually the main reason why they get into something, right?
Mm. Yep.
Sometimes it's because of security. Looking for someone to get, you know, to fill a void that they're not filling for themselves. A situationship can also be looked at as settling because of financial, emotional, and physical security. One example that popped up to me was, you guys know Dog the Bounty Hunter, right?
Right.
Oh, yes.
So his wife recently passed away, mm-hmm. and, you know, I guess a couple months down the road, he's now dating or with her best friend.
Ooh. Oh, is that who it is?
Yeah.
I did
somebody else. Yes. So it is her best friend that I heard of. So, of course, mm-hmm. this is all through the media and all that thereof.
Just kept in the family.
And he's now engaged to her.
Okay.
So basically, I feel like, and just this is just my theory, is that he's with her. Yes, he may have feelings for her and love her and all that thereof, mm-hmm. but he has an illness. So he's been sick and in and out of the hospital, and he's looking for, and I feel like he's looking for somebody just to kind of be there,
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
kind of, you know, be by his side.
Yeah.
Because right. he's lost his wife. And he really and truly loved his wife when
he did.
They did so much together. But I feel he's getting into this because
mm-hmm. yeah.
he doesn't want to be lonely.
Okay.
And it's just because the situation is there. He knows her. He's familiar with her.
She's familiar with him.
She's familiar with him. It's easy.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right? You don't
have
to go out there and find somebody else or anything like that.
Yeah.
So his situation for me was just like an eye opener
mm-hmm.
as to like, do we really, when we get to that point of losing a spouse or whatever,
right.
do we go out there to find somebody? Or even if something comes up, do we just settle
mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. the situation is available to us?
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So that to me kind of stood out a lot
yeah.
where that
right,
where
right.
the situationship was concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so moving on to like relationships. So when we're in a relationship or when we find a relationship, is when we know what we want and that mm-hmm. we are secure within ourselves and we want to share our love and ourselves with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it's for, you know, not that it's giving away the love, but you want to know that you want to be loved and you're teaching your partner to love you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And you're coming into a relationship filled with love and wanting to share that love, not for someone to, you know, sorry, not for someone to give you love and fill that empty space. Mm-hmm. I think it's very important for us to realize that, you know, we are at a certain point or a common level in our lives that we attract the type of energy we want to put out.
That's right.
And of course, you don't want to make, you know, like you not being loved as someone else's responsibility to love you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Yeah.
Because if you don't know even know how to love yourself,
you can't how receive is it, love you, and you can't
reciprocate
love.
It. And that's how right. are you going to teach someone to love you the way you deserve to be loved?
Exactly.
And, you know, once we know this, then, you know, we are aware of the direction that we want to go.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
But how long were they married prior to
a very long that? Time? Like, yeah. I know it's like 20 something years or so.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, like, how long are this? Maybe there was a fling going on at some point, because I mean,
you just never know,
you
right?
You just never know, yeah.
You never know, but you know what? You're right where there's a sense of familiarity there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that person, and I've seen that before,
yeah.
where, like, just watching different shows where that happens
yes,
often.
Yes, yes.
And a lot of times it's because that person loved your that person that was gone just mm-hmm. as much as you did.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. they can understand that hurt.
You're grieving
they
the same way.
They understand that right. grief. So they can be a comfort to you because they know what they need and you know what
and
they need.
And you just fall for each other
and
within.
And you just fall for each other because it's like that person was close to that other person.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. more than likely their personalities are probably somewhat similar, their values. So it's like, it almost is like a replacement, but not a replacement. You know?
I think it's more of a comfort.
It is a comfort.
You're comforting
I
each other so. Because you're both
so here's the thing. So should that have gone past a situationship into an actual relationship, or should it have been something that stayed at a situationship?
I think it should have. And that's the thing. That's where we kind of cross.
It's a gray area.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
a gray area. Why? Yeah. Why you can call it a situationship is because they're settling because of each other,
mm-hmm.
right? They're settling because they're grieving.
It's
or
a common ground.
It's a common ground.
They
they're not necessarily
on.
Like was in love or whatever, mm-hmm. or they mm-hmm. started that way. It was yeah. just
right.
because we understand each other right now what we're going through,
yes. Yes.
right?
Yeah.
And then it led into a relationship that could be a beautiful thing, but mm-hmm. it started out to be just a generic thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
And that's the thing with situationships is in most cases it's filling some form of a need.
Mm-hmm.
Why it's lasts as long as
yeah.
it does, or probably what brought you together is
yeah.
that though they're common things that you
yeah,
might have
exactly.
that person can either relate to, understand,
yeah.
and it allows you to connect.
Yeah.
Whereas in a relationship, there's something more that's
exactly,
drawing,
exactly.
you know, from what's happening. So. It, you know, in that situation, it's interesting. And I think you're right. Like, we have to really understand what the purpose or the
yes.
reason a situationship is different from
a relationship.
A relationship.
Yeah.
And there really is a different for like a yeah. difference for it because it meets a totally different
yeah.
need.
Yeah.
You know,
because mm-hmm. A relationship, you know, in all honesty, it's like you are. You know, you're going into the relationship with stuff like you're confident, you're mm. ready, you know exactly what you want, you know yourself. So when mm. you sit with that person, you ask specific questions as to like, where do you see us moving forward? You already have a plan,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
There's a plan in place. And
yeah.
if that person is not able to check mark those boxes, you're not necessarily going to be going down that road because you already know what it is that you want. So you're
exactly.
coming in with, okay, I got this. Do you got this as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
as opposed to a situationship, we're just fly by.
Yeah.
We're just
exactly.
winging it.
Let's just see what happens.
Yeah,
yeah.
we're winging
yeah.
it,
yeah.
you know?
And
so
then your status on social media complicated.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't know
yeah.
where you sit. And that's
yes.
how I differentiate what the situationship is versus a relationship.
Absolutely.
Because
yeah.
you know exactly what you want when you step through that door.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And if that person's not
able
to
most
deliver,
times. Most
well, yeah,
times.
Like
yeah.
I'm just saying, like, if you, as I said, like, you know, when we take time for ourselves and really, like, try to get to know ourselves,
mm-hmm.
you know exactly what it is that you're wanting from that other person.
Mm-hmm.
And at times you try to, you know, see what it is that they're able to bring to the table as
yes,
well to be
true.
Able to
mm-hmm.
move forward.
Yeah.
Right. There's certain things that you're like, yeah, I can work with it. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But it's building.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Wow. Yes, that is.
No, it's deep.
It's
understanding.
It's actually deeper than.
Yeah,
you know.
It's understanding a relationship versus a situation.
But my question now is,
mm-hmm.
as an individual, how do you try to decipher what you're in when you're in it? In terms of, are you in a situationship or are you in a relationship
going
into it?
I think a lot of times people are aware.
You feel so?
Yeah, because we're going to get deeper into it. But I think a lot of times people are aware of the situation they are in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they may just choose to stick with it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, because there, to me, there is an uncertainty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You always have that gut feeling.
Right. Like, yeah. I wonder, and I, like, if you're questioning it. Yeah. If you're questioning it in a different way than mm-hmm. you have before, I think there's a difference in terms of an uncertainty and uncertainty with what the dynamics of the relationship.
And that's something that when I covered Asylum for Richard, that's one of the things I'm going to speak on is how you can easily slip into a situationship, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to get into that. But okay. I think more time than ever, people are kind of aware when they're in a relationship versus a situationship. The only time you don't know is when someone fully verbally commits themselves to you and you don't know they're in a situationship with you, but they're doing everything
like a relationship.
Like a relationship.
Yeah.
Those are the ones
that's the sad part.
Exactly. Yes, so true. You bring 100 in and they're saying, okay, I'm going to give you 70 right now. The other 30s, you know, for
we'll
the feel.
Yeah.
Right. The other 30s for the feel, but you aren't aware of it.
Yeah.
So those are some situation and you're in a relationship, but technically the person is in a situationship.
Yeah.
So you don't even know they're
and
in a situationship with you, but you're in a committed relationship with them. So those things do happen.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I think more often than ever in today's society, people are aware because it's the new thing now.
Yeah.
Right. It's the new thing rather than committing myself to dating. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's just the new norm. It's the new norm, the complicated status.
Yeah.
I feel that it's that desire sometimes to be in a relationship. That you miss the signs that it's really a situationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think you're right where it's meeting that emotional need.
Yeah.
So sometimes you justify certain things.
You should have made the left or the right and you continue going straight.
You should swipe left or swipe right.
No, it's true though. I think that's really what it is. It's meeting a need.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For you and it's not being necessarily reciprocated, to be honest with you, right?
That's right. We are speaking about understanding a relationship versus a situationship. And we are going to be taking a quick musical break. We're going to come back and we're going to be talking about who gains or who loses in a situationship.
It's the Bad Boy of Radio. Hot 1 a.m. Let's get it.
Just heard from Juanita talking about relationship, the understanding relationship versus a situationship. And we're going to dive over to Lisa. But before we do that, Lisa's going to be talking about who loses in a situationship. But before we do just that again, don't forget that we are up on all podcast platforms. You can listen to Marital Chemistry simply by searching Marital Chemistry. And you can listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. As well, we are now available on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe. Mm-hmm. And share the content, comment. Also listen, follow us on Facebook and Instagram, like, share content, and tell everyone about it, man, so that, hey, the word can get out. Mm-hmm. All right, and I mentioned to you a couple weeks ago about Anika Walters. We're still trying to do the GoFundMe page for her. As you know, she's still in Jamaica right now, and she's not able to receive the care that she requires simply because there's just not enough money. Mm-hmm. To do it, and she's not able to be airlifted home. So make sure you log on to her.
How much have they raised already?
Last when I last checked, it was $24,900 this morning.
And they need 70, right?
70,000. Mm-hmm. So okay. A cool $49,100 to go. So if you can break that $100 down to 50, you will be a major blessing in their life. She's got 6 children, so please do what you can to show your full love and support for her.
Mm-hmm.
It's Valentine's. It's Valentine's.
It sure is. Yeah.
There's it's love coming. In your heart.
Yes. That's
if it. There's no love, there's some form of likes in your heart.
Something. Right? Whatever. Exactly. Your heart's beating. So.
Yes. Exactly. That's tell it. The man, don't buy me roses. Don't buy me a gift. Mm-hmm. Donate that money for her situation.
Yeah.
Should I do that, Lisa? It's your birthday coming up too, you know.
No, Lisa, watch our present.
Spot, so.
No.
Jesus.
Get a woman our present and our birthday.
Okay.
You're troublesome.
All right.
Don't answer, Lisa. I'll answer for you.
Hey, we're trying to help you. Someone here with 6 kids.
I know. All I know. Right. That's got to be hard, though.
People, you heard her. You heard her for yourself, people. You heard them.
Yes.
You heard
we can,
them.
We can donate otherwise, but this right? beautiful lady sitting right here.
We have donated.
She deserves her birthday and again. Her Valentine's.
We can donate again. You're right.
All right. Yes. Okay. All right.
Yes. My paycheck coming in Friday.
So yes, we were talking about are you in a relationship or a situationship, and we want to hear right now who stands to lose. Let's go, Lisa.
Mm-hmm. So I looked at this from the perspective of who gains and who loses when mm-hmm. you're in a situationship, and also when you're in a relationship. So when you think of what a relationship is, it's a committed connection where two people know where they stand in the priority of their life with each other,
yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. So there's a sense of security in knowing that you come first for the other person,
yeah,
or vice versa, mm-hmm. right? Period. You know that that's your number priority.
One.
Exactly. Now, what makes a healthy relationship? And I looked at, based on this article I was there reading, it was when two people develop a connection based on mutual respect, mm-hmm. trust, honesty, support, fairness, equality, separate identities, good communication, mm-hmm. and obviously a sense of playfulness, fondness, right? But when you think of situationships, mm-hmm. which is so common nowadays, there's a sense of uncertainty.
Yes.
Right? With regards to where you stand with the other person and within the priorities of life, period.
Yeah.
So one definition of a situationship is that the space between a committed relationship is something that is more than a friendship. So it's sort of like a relationship and a friendship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's kind of in between.
Yes.
It's a little bit more than a friendship, a little less than a relationship.
Be complicated.
It's complicated. Exactly. Exactly. So on one hand, you know, being in a situationship, it removes the pressure of putting parameters on what the relationship is mm-hmm. and isn't. So it can be freeing for some people. So some people might actually like a situationship
yeah.
because mm-hmm. there's nothing
tying them down,
mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But as long as both parties are okay with leaving things open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think there still has to be that mutual understanding that that's what it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think of who wins and who loses in a relationship? I see that both parties actually gain when it's a healthy one.
That's yeah. right.
The key is the healthiness, right? Mm-hmm. So you should be growing in your own self-identity, mm-hmm. growing in love, mm-hmm. And as a couple, you're growing as well. Mm-hmm. So I think there's always a chance of gain and loss in any relationship as you try to figure it out. Mm-hmm. If it's the right one for you, because you're trying to figure out, is yeah. this person the right one? So there's a chance that it might not work out and, mm-hmm. you
chance
know,
it
you,
will.
You, chance it will. So you mm-hmm. might lose somebody, mm-hmm. but it doesn't mean that you've lost like necessarily yourself or,
yeah.
you know, like, mm-hmm. again, if it's in a good relationship or not. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you also gain more insight into what you like and what you don't like and what mm-hmm. your standards are. When, you know, the relationship either doesn't work or if yeah. whether it works out. But on the other hand, if you think of a situationship, the uncertainty, though, it can create like a lower self-esteem.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. As you figure out why someone may or may not want to commit to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make decisions with your future in mind because you don't know where this person,
yeah.
where it's going to be going.
Stand.
You don't know where you stand, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if this person is going to be in your future, not in your future, how long is it going to go? So your security is completely shot.
In the air.
That's true.
Right? right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I was reading this article, another article that was saying that on the flip side, not knowing where you stand can also be detrimental.
That's right.
Especially if one party wants more of a commitment, which you had mentioned before. So like this vagueness can often lead people to feel uncertainty, anxiety,
mm-hmm.
frustration, resentment, helplessness, and sometimes even depression, which mm-hmm. I can completely actually understand because you have your heart in it.
Yeah.
And especially as women, I think we go in with...
Oh, yeah. We go with 10 toes in,
yeah.
5, 10, whatever,
yeah.
whatever
yeah.
amount of
yeah.
weight we have, we're putting it all in.
Yes, them. Yes. Because we go in saying...
Well, some men do go with 11 fingers in too, you know?
Yeah, but I feel that women, because we're such emotional creatures, we yeah. tend to just... throw if we are feeling a vibe
yes.
we're gonna throw it all in
yes. that's right yeah
right
yes
so I think that's what Lisa's trying
exactly.
to say like mm-hmm. we go in with that expectation and when it's not being met we tend to kind of like question everything but we still mm-hmm. stay
Yes, yes, because you're hoping that
it'll change.
It will change.
Yeah,
because we are naturally like nurturers.
Is that because women are always planning their wedding?
Well, no, we're always.
So you're thinking,
planning,
is this the one walking?
Well, no, you're planning your life, but then you're also envisioning your wedding. You're envisioning your life with that person.
Exactly. While us guys, we're not really thinking about a wedding.
We're just not.
Like, okay, you know what? I'm here today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm trying to escape walking down the waiting at the altar, right? A lot of times we're really just focusing on, let me just dodge the bullet of having to go be the one to wait. While Roman said,
you may be the one.
I see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the thing is that as women, we know that men aren't perfect.
Yes.
Because we know we're not necessarily perfect. Mm-hmm. So we're willing to sort of work with you.
Yeah. And give them the benefit of the doubt.
Give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing. That's why situationships can be very detrimental.
Yeah.
I think you have so much more to lose, even though you're not even really in a relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because there's so much emotion tied into it.
Exactly.
And uncertainty that how can you feel strong or in, you know, mm-hmm. like, that you want to give yourself 100%, right? But I was even looking even deeper that, like, if you think of moving on from relationship, a situationship as well can also result in unresolved feelings, right? So since there's nothing to technically break off, you know what I mean? You're kind of left like, I guess we're not talking. I guess that's all where that the potential of ghosting and all that stuff comes in.
Of what?
Ghosting.
What's that one?
Like hiding from the person.
Yeah, oh, like you're reaching out and, right?
Yes.
You know?
Like dodging them.
Exactly. Yeah. You know? Okay. You know? You're just on red. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But depending on how that long that situationship lasted, having it end and without it ever amounting to any kind of commitment can be a hard process for a lot of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it can give you like a deep sense of regret. Can come from spending your time, sometimes years or months.
And money.
Exactly. In a relationship that basically was stagnant.
Yeah.
And it's
That's true.
Right. Because you're probably going out doing things sometimes.
Like you're dating, like you're a couple.
You're dating.
Exactly.
And you're under the impression that you're moving in a direction that is going to be something that's going to evolve.
Exactly.
Right. And then when that's not the case, then you're like, I just wasted my time.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And you're all disappointed that you didn't see the red flags or you didn't really take the time to, you know, sort
through
that
out.
Well, some people won't even realize that they've wasted time. They'll think that's the norm.
I felt like I wasted my time. Well.
I would think so
too,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
some people will definitely think that's the norm.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
and I think that's true, that it's sometimes it, but that's where sometimes a lot of unresolved things can be that root and or could create, because if that person has been in those situations before multiple times, then there's probably something else happening,
because that's the society we live in today.
Absolutely. And I mean, you said that you have been
but never knowing, like, even just like when we start talking about the topic, I've just kind of reflect back. I'm like, I've been in a situationship before where I thought it was going to be going somewhere.
Yes.
And it never evolved from that. Like, I had plans, as you said, like, you know, you think about like what it is you want, where you see things.
Right.
I felt like I was all in.
Yes.
But not knowing that person wasn't all in either.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of just broke off. And they were like, what am I doing here? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was hurt by it because I'm like, I thought, based on certain conversations I had with you, we were going somewhere.
Yeah.
But obviously that wasn't the case, right? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, lo and behold, later on, every time I would see them pop up around something, I just like,
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Because it makes you a little bit bitter.
That's right.
Right? Even though, you know, you've taken the time to evolve and to grow and whatever.
Beyond,
like, whenever you'd see that person, it would kind of irritate you because you're like, why are you in my circle? Like, why are you still, you know, popping up?
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So no, like it makes you kind of a little bit bitter. But if you've kind of, if you've evolved and grown, you just realize, okay, that was a lesson.
Yes.
Exactly.
From
my
past. That was a lesson that I've learned from it. I know exactly how to handle future relationships. I know how to like handle, you know, certain questioning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And knowing what to ask and what and where I would settle for certain things. Right?
Yes.
Like, no, like you have to be able to take what you've learned from that and then grow.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the key. That's the key element.
Yeah. And I think that that's the hard part for people is sometimes being able to figure out how do I grow from this? Yeah. What was I supposed to get from this?
Exactly.
Why was I even in this? And you start to even question your own self and who you are and your own worth.
Why did I call for some BS?
Exactly. And that was like one of the things that I was saying. Like my thought was that like in a situationship, both people lose. Because, but especially the one that is experiencing the negative effects of someone not committing to them is the one that really feels it the most.
Of course.
That other person could also be missing an opportunity to actually be in a relationship.
But that person may not be looking for an opportunity. Maybe they just, maybe a lot of people just really want the situationship.
Yeah. But it is also important to be clear about what it is you're going into this situation, like what your intentions are. Because if you're not clear to that other person, then they're going in with a a whole heart.
That's right.
And
that's right.
You, when you're not ready or on that same level, you're going to try and let them down easy, but you're still giving that person heartache because you're like, well, that's not what I thought we were doing.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Because, I mean, you're still going out. You're still potentially doing
you're
something.
You're dating. You're going to movies. You're going to eat. These are dating things.
Exactly.
So why are we doing that?
Exactly. Because friends don't do that.
No.
You know what I mean? I mean, yes,
you go out, but in the context.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So I think like you need to be the person that you need to be clear, because I think people go into any relationship or situation expecting it to grow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Whether you know that it may or may not be the one and that sort of thing, but you go into it expecting there's some form of priority.
Yeah.
That's right.
That you are in that person's life. There's some sort of like respect of their time and emotions that it's supposed to be working towards something.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then at some point you might say, yeah, this isn't working out for me. That's different.
Yeah.
But a situationship, when you know that you're not ready to commit or whatever the case is, then you need to be able to say, you know what? I'm really just, you know, looking to just
hang. Say that.
Netflix you know? And chill.
Yeah.
Netflix. Right.
Well, because, you know, Netflix and chill can lead to other stuff. But at least they know it's just Netflix and chill.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
You're clear as to what your decision is or what path you're trying to take.
Exactly. That's right. Exactly. And you were asking the before of how do you know?
Yeah.
Right. Like when you're in a situationship.
Yeah.
Versus a relationship. And I think you can know sometimes because if you're. The availability sometimes of that person and the way that maybe they're communicating to you.
But they can always make themselves very available.
I was just going to say, it's a very hard thing to really
decipher. You can, because when you look at it, like they make themselves so available that, you're dating, you're watching movies, you're doing whatever it is that couples would normally do. And then you can say, oh yeah, I think we're moving in the right direction. Yeah. But they're just looking for a companionship in the moment. They're not looking for lifelong partnership. You know what I mean? And that's hard to see.
Yeah.
If you're feeling that you're on the same level as them and they're not feeling they're on the same level as you, like where do you go from there? You know?
And I think sometimes people shy away from asking those hard questions. Yeah. Like what is your expectation? What are you looking for? And that's the thing too. And I think nowadays it's so hard. Nowadays, honestly, I think it's so hard because you can text and sometimes that emotion, you can't really read it the same way because you can write really nice words.
Yeah.
But it doesn't always translate into, like, if you were on the phone, you could hear their voice. But even then, sometimes people can really play really good. But so it's hard.
My thing is like, when they do that or when they're trying to, like, you know, sorry, you know, we're good, you know, and try to encourage you that everything is all well. They're just not wanting to lose out on the fact that you're available for them.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Because if I say, no, we ain't going down that road. We good. No.
Yeah.
Like, let's just keep it what it is.
Yeah.
Then your thought process is like, oh, then I've been wasting my time. And then you're going to bounce.
Yeah.
Then what's going to lead? What am I going to do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they just tell you what it is. Yeah. They just tell you what it is you want to hear.
Yeah.
So that they can still keep you interested, but still have those questions pondering.
This is all so complicated. Yes. Oh my goodness.
No, it really is.
Tell you
it
what
really
you want
is.
In the moment.
But I think honestly nowadays it is so common.
Yeah.
That like it's something that people need to be aware of and need to talk about.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering because you know, do people now, like if you are in a relationship, do people do the thing where, you know, before you would say, I'm going with somebody, do people still ask for that solid commitment? Like, should people still be looking for it or expecting
it? Shoot, I'll be looking for it. I need that label.
I think it's still there. And that's what I'm even thinking right now. I think situationship is a little different from, I think, the depth of where you guys went. Because I think you guys, when we're getting into a situation where someone is having an affair or someone is just playing a girl, right? Or playing. I'm more leaning towards that situationship. I think more people are aware and it's more for an agreement that, hey.
But you can go down both roads because I can be in a situationship with somebody.
And not know, right.
Exactly. And that's where, and then they can be leading you on in a way, making you think that you're evolving as a couple.
Right.
Yeah. And then that's not where you're going.
Because I think once there's the agreement for the situationship, that's when you see complicated on people's status.
Not necessarily.
No, that's the thing. That's not how it is nowadays.
No.
No.
I think it's both ways because they don't always say outright what their intentions are.
Because if one person has complicated and the other one, what's the other one going to have on their status? Because chances are you're on the same.
Or whatever it may be.
Or they might not have anything.
But if someone,
they don't want to commit.
If I'm seeing someone and their social media profile has got complicated.
Then it's going to make you think, oh, okay.
That's a red flag for me.
But you may not be thinking along those lines that it's a red flag because you want to be with that person because your whole heart is into something. Yeah. And they're saying, yeah, it's complicated because they're still thinking.
Yes. Because my heart's in it doesn't change from a red flag because, okay, what do I have on my status?
What do you have on your status? Like, that's hypothetically, like, if that was the case, what do you have on your status?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're with someone and they have complicated, that means, do you also have complicated on your status? Because I think that's a way
of... Or they just leave it, they just leave it blank.
Because you don't want to question
it. They don't want... Exactly.
Hmm.
It's a different world out there. I keep hearing, I'm telling you.
Maybe I need to study it a little bit more.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's it. And if you think about it, and that's like a generation that's on Facebook. The other generation that's on Instagram, like they don't even have to claim anything.
You don't have to say nothing.
So you're just...
It's like you write it in. I'm married.
That's it.
So you already know, like, this is what, like, some people can say, oh, single or nothing at all. Mm-hmm. So you're just going to slide into their DMs and say whatever you need to say.
Exactly. That's where all those things come from.
And then there goes the secret, and then there goes your, different things start leading from there on.
Yeah. Dating and getting into serious relationships is not. It's not the same.
It's not
as easy. It's not like how it used to be. Like sometimes I think, my gosh, I don't even know. I can't even imagine having to date or try to determine or decipher marriage or anything like that.
If you know nowadays,
I would not be able to handle today's
world. No, I think people's fear of commitment
is hard.
And being accountable.
Yeah.
And actually having like a value or a standard, even something as simple as just your own standard and self-love, because I feel like it's so complicated. People have so many things on their plate that people don't even know necessarily who they are anymore, because everything is just this picture that they're painting.
Yes And they're looking for someone to fill those void, not knowing that they need to fill that void for themselves
first. That's right. And that was my prescription, now that like just reminded me that it is true. It's like it's where you need to like work on your self first, because then you would be able to decipher when those things come up, right? So stay away from situationships, spend the time on yourself instead, because you are worth the commitment for the right one. And I think the right one would be able to say, hey, I want to be with you, I want to work this through. So even if they're insecurities, even if they're things like that, I want to work with you. I don't want to lose you. So I want you to be there with me. Exactly. And I think that's what helps make the decision between situationship and relationships.
That's right. Yes. Well, that was a lengthy one. And a lot of strong points on that one. It's not exactly what I thought it'd be, but hey. Continue to keep a log. We are going to dive back with the salt and pepper, and we're going to be talking about the effects of a situationship and ways how you can easily fall into a situationship.
It's the Bad Boy of Radio, Hot 1 AM. Let's get it.
Welcome back to Marital Chemistry on Hot 1 AM, the Bad Boy of Radio. My name is G. Cohen, the most one, along with my wife,
Lisa.
And along with one half of the night,
Juanita.
That's right. Richard is not here today. Richard got called into action today again. So I'll do my simple best to try to cover.
Pay for these kids.
Richard, Let's just remember this. It's cheaper to stay into a situationship than it is for you to leave.
Damn Skippy.
Much cheaper to stay into a situationship than it is to leave.
Very much so.
Continue to keep it locked. Hey, we are discussing, what are we discussing again? Relationship versus a situationship. Mm-hmm. Which one are you in? Mm-hmm. And heck yeah, which one do you really want to be in? Yeah. Right? Yeah. So, you know, something I was looking at when it comes to relationship versus situationship is how easy that it is for someone to get caught up into a situationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I mean? And just made a comment just now, unintended anything, but we can see right there. Yeah. You're in a marriage, mm-hmm. and things really aren't going the way you really want it to be or the way it should be. It's just not working. So you maintain a situationship. Yeah. Didn't think of that one, but
that's actually pretty deep, though. And because you can maintain that situationship because of either financial reasons or your kids,
your
or
family,
whatever.
Exactly, your family situation, and it's just too. It causes you more to leave.
I've had friends whose parents have stayed together, but they didn't sleep in the same room or nothing like that. Mm. But they stayed together because of the kids.
And that is a common one.
Yeah.
So situationship actually exists even within the marriage.
Yeah.
I remember, I think it was Jenny Maya even mentioned that about her parents that they, but I think they had actually been divorced or maybe they weren't, but either way, they just stayed together for the kids in the home.
Yeah.
And apparently that's a very common thing in her culture, she said.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Where they actually
stay
together, but knowing that they are not together.
Yeah.
And then once the kids are grown and gone, then one bounces.
Yes. Yeah. So
I've seen that. Yeah.
And it's funny, I was having a conversation with a young lady at work just this week, and she's been with someone for 7 years. From she was 16 and to the point now she's 22 years old. And she was saying that he's talking about marriage, but she doesn't feel as though she's ready to be married. And she's not 100% that he's the one, but they've been together from the time she was 16 years old. Now she's 22. Right? Tough situation.
Yeah.
So she was saying, you know, they want to take a break. And she was asking me, if we take a break, do we continue to hang out with each other? So I was saying to her that, you know, if you're taking a break, you're taking a break.
Yeah.
You don't take a break and then
still be around each other.
To be around each other, because now you're complicating a situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Because you're not giving yourself the time.
You're not giving yourself the time that you truly require as to why you're taking a break in the first place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as a result of it, you're only going to end up in a situationship.
Yeah. You're back to square one.
So you're going from a relationship with this person to now a situationship.
Yeah.
And I remember she saying, so if we're taking a break, is it okay for him to see other people or is it okay for me? And I go, you guys got to make a decision to be okay with that.
Yeah.
Because you can't take a break and then have restrictions
exactly
on each other. Right? But, you know, I was talking
tough,
to her.
Though.
Yeah. And I'm looking at, you know, that's how easy it is for you to fall into a situationship. Because, you know, you're with each other. You know, you care deeply for each other and you're just not sure. And you want to sort your feelings out, sort yourself out. And you know what? Okay, let's take a break. But you continue to hang out once in a while. You continue to check in with each other. And eventually you do things that, you know, if you're taking, we really shouldn't be doing. And then you realize that, hey, instead of like growing as an individual, we're only like just stagnating ourselves.
Yes. But then what's the point? And in that situation too, it's like, what's the point of taking a break? Because sometimes a break can only mean breakup. But then you're taking a break if you're not setting boundaries with it.
That's the thing.
Right?
And that's what I had to clarify. And I was like, if you're taking a break, there needs to be those boundaries where, you know what? You got to be okay to know he's probably
gonna
start
to
date someone else.
And you going to be okay with that?
And if someone hollers at you, he's got to be okay with it. But I wouldn't recommend if you're taking a break to continue to hang out with each other. To continue to hold conversation as though, because you just can't go from lovers to being friends.
It's a tough one.
That's interesting. And you know what? I see that though, because I think sometimes people don't realize in staying connected that sometimes it doesn't allow you to grow or to really think.
Gain what you need
clearly.
To gain.
And I think sometimes the fear that being like separated mm-hmm. will mean the end.
Yes.
Some mm-hmm. people figure, well, let's just stay close enough.
So we're not. Exactly.
We're not. Yeah. And but you're really not getting a clear, like, that's that quiet time. And I mm-hmm. think people underestimate that quiet time that people need in order
and
to
that's my
figure
next
out
point.
What they
yes.
want or don't want.
True. Because a lot of times people don't know how to be by themselves.
Yeah.
Because in her situation, she has never been alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
From the time she was 16, yeah. she was with this guy. She's now 22.
Yeah. Yeah.
So one of her points to me was, I don't know how to be alone. I'm afraid to be alone. I yeah. said, well, this is your time to storm it out.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be a 30-year-old woman
questioning,
still don't know yourself.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you end up in a situationship because you're afraid to be alone.
Yeah.
Because it's better you take a few years, be alone, figure it out, than you spend a lifetime of unhappiness.
Yeah, exactly. And think she's 22.
Mm-hmm.
You try doing that at 30-something,
yeah.
40-something.
Exactly.
You know, as much as you think, okay, well, with experience, you'd be okay with that, a lot of people aren't. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why so many people, when they do get, you know, up in age, they start to like sort of begin to settle
yeah
mm-hmm.
a little bit more and mm-hmm. a little bit more and a little bit more because mm-hmm. it is that same thing where,
and while you're settling, it makes you very miserable and happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's
because you know you're settling
in. Resentment comes yep. in. You think of all the times you were in relationships and you should have made different decisions, and mm-hmm. you start recapping everything.
Yep.
You know, and then it's like you begin to come hopeless.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I tell my kids all the time, the decisions you make today, 5 years from down the road, you will live those decisions.
Yeah.
You make. So that's why it's so important. Like, the younger you are,
yeah.
make your mistake, figure yeah. yourself out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, don't get caught up and then wait until, because we always think we have time.
Yeah.
But I remember when I was 15-year-old. I remember it so well.
Yeah.
Now here I am. I'm yeah. heading to the seniors line soon, you know what I mean?
With your AARP card.
Right? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so these are just little things, you know, that I was really having that conversation and realized how easily one can slip into a situationship
yeah, absolutely.
And not realizing that that's what you've just put yourself into.
Yeah, yeah.
Opposed to, you know what, you walk away from a situation, sort yourself out, and when yeah. you're good, ready, and heal, you can commit yourself into something that's proper.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. but yeah, go ahead.
And I was going to say, and I think that that's the key. That's why that's the beauty of being able to be okay with being alone sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because then you can go into it with a clearer mind, mm-hmm. knowing your what are those things? Like those, I'm trying to think of the word, but you know, like those deal breakers.
Okay, yes.
Those deal breakers.
Figure those out for yourself.
Figure those out for yourselves, because if you start to try to figure it out when you're in the relationship,
yeah,
you will always try to, okay, well, maybe I can work with it.
Yeah, yeah.
You maybe I can't, yeah. right? Whereas mm-hmm. if you have that clear understanding of what that deal breaker is for you, and like mm-hmm. you said, that checklist,
yeah.
then mm-hmm. you go into it looking for those things.
Yeah.
And even if the person gets 3 out of 5, you know whether it's okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. within yourself.
Within yourself.
Take that step or not.
Exactly, because you've mm-hmm. had that time for yourself. So, mm-hmm. you know, I think like if you are going to be separated or on your own, then you really have to take that time or be able to be okay to decipher it. Because mm-hmm. like you said, someone in her situation where they've been together for so many years, mm-hmm. I think you do need to have those type. If you've gotten to the point where you need a break, take a break.
Take the break.
Take the break.
Because a lot of times you can come back. Though. Mm-hmm. A break yeah. is very scary.
It is yeah, scary.
Absolutely.
It is scary.
Because you don't want to know that you took a break and then he goes off and finds somebody else yes. while you're still like 100,000% in, but you just needed to have a clear.
But you know what that tells me? Just like I told her, because that was the point. And I said, yeah. that means it really wasn't meant for you.
That's heartbreaking though.
It is.
It is, but it really wasn't meant for you, because if it was meant for you, it will find its way back.
Absolutely.
But that's one of the big maturity of love. You got to love something enough to let it go.
Yeah.
And it will find its way
back. It will find its way back. A yeah. dog will always find its way back home to its owner.
Yeah. yeah. And I think it's about putting boundaries in that, though, in that situation. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, let's not speak or anything like that for, I don't know, 2 months, yeah. 3 months. Mm-hmm. Whatever you guys can agree on,
yeah.
and let's touch base and let's see mm-hmm. where we are at. Mm-hmm. And maybe you'll come back in a month even and say, you know what, I need more time. Or you might come back in a month and say, no, you know what, mm-hmm. you are the one.
But can you go on a break if that other person doesn't want to?
Yeah, you can. Because you're not going to be holding yourself hostage.
No,
I think you both have to be in agreement.
You both have to be in agreement.
But if I'm saying, you know what, I need to take a break because I need to kind of have my head clear and, you know, we need to kind of figure out what's what. And the other person's like, I don't want us to go on a break. And
you are going to take your break because then what's going to happen to you?
So you should force the issue?
It's not a matter of forcing, you know what?
Well, you're going to have to force the issue.
Yes, but that's the point. Right. It's just being stern because let's say, okay, you're just going along because this person doesn't want to do it. So are you in a relationship or are you in a situationship?
And that's why I brought that
exactly.
question up.
Yeah. So that's why it's important to say, no, I need a break. We are on a timeout. Don't call me.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's where those boundaries need to come into play, mm-hmm. where you need to figure out that compromise.
Yeah.
I know right. you don't want to, but give me 2 weeks. Yeah. Even if you just start, yeah. you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. that then says that person, where what they value about you being okay mentally and emotionally,
yeah. mm-hmm.
how important that is for them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right? Because if they know that this is going to be like tormenting, it's like, why would you want to hold somebody hostage
exactly.
in
and
a
that's,
situation?
That's the key thing. So,
and that's the thing, right? So that also in itself means like somebody else might be feeling like, well, they love me so much, they don't want to let me go. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. not a matter of that. If you know that person is not 100% with you, then you mm-hmm. have to do that. Mm-hmm. Because why would you want to not do it? And then that person is like, well, I stayed with
miserable.
You because, and if you didn't do this, then I wouldn't have felt that pressure to come back sooner. So even if that means that it's a 2 week period versus mm-hmm. a month, then start with the 2 weeks. Like mm-hmm. it's got to be something. Mm-hmm. You got to find that balance. And if you're not able to find that balance in a tough situation like that, then that in itself is another
it's a problem.
Indication of are we mature enough to do this? Because mm-hmm. that's before any kids or any kind of other things and life throwing at you.
Exactly. Right.
When you do sometimes need a break.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's true. You know?
It's true.
And so, that's, remember last week when I said, you know, love makes you mature.
Yeah.
You know
really
what I mean?
Does.
Love makes you mature because it makes you think at a deeper level. Because mm-hmm. if you're truly in love with someone, you want them to be happy being with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
it's not a matter
within themselves.
Exactly. So you know? These are just decisions you will make simply because, you know what, okay, if you're not happy,
yeah,
I'm okay for you to walk away to find your happiness.
Yeah.
Yes, it's going to hurt me. It's going to
and
wrench my
thing.
Heart.
It hurts.
But I'm okay with that. That's the maturity. That's the maturity that love tends to bring out.
And that's a good point because you have to be mature enough to understand the person's needs and mm-hmm. what it is that they require in order to be able to really and truly love them.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right.
That's
like,
right.
You can't just say that, oh, yeah, I love you. Yeah. But what about me is that you, what is it that's about me that you love so much?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you say that you love me like that, then you need to give me what it is that I need.
That's right.
And still love me.
Yeah.
So that I'm able to work through it and
exactly.
come back to you.
Exactly. Yeah. And the fact that the person is actually asking this of you
mm-hmm.
says to me then that person still values you, the
exactly.
person still
exactly.
cares about
yeah.
you, the person didn't just say we're through.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
And that in itself also is another indication of when it's different.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and that mm-hmm. you're mature to be
and
able to have those conversations.
Absolutely, because mm-hmm. you're saying, you know what, I need some space.
Yeah.
I'm not clear in certain things. I need to be able to figure who I am and where we are together.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and I think if you can articulate that, because I think that's also the hardest
yes.
thing, is some people don't know how to articulate
yeah.
it because they'll just start getting annoyed with the person they're with.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to just say, you know what, I'm feeling stifled
yeah.
or I'm feeling mm-hmm. pressured or I'm feeling overwhelmed and mm-hmm. they don't know how to explain it. So then you
that's
get
right.
into fights and
yeah,
things like that,
yeah,
right?
The bickering.
The bickering and all that stuff. So being mm-hmm. able to have that time where it's like, okay, I'm not trying to like float above the water
yeah,
and
yeah,
catch
yeah.
my breath.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to just have my time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think helps avoid things like
exactly.
those situationships.
Yeah. yeah, no, that makes sense.
You
and
know?
Looking at all of that, how you fall into it, I want to talk about some of the effects now of effects of a situationship. So I was reading something here. It says, if a person has strong feelings and wants to turn the situation into a full relationship while the other prefers things the way they are, there can be insecurities,
mm-hmm.
which we touched on earlier,
mm-hmm.
frustration,
mm-hmm.
confusion, hurt feelings,
mm-hmm.
resentment, and other negative emotion that makes for an unhealthy dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
one wants to turn it into a full relationship and
yeah.
the other is saying no. Or you're in a relationship, and the other saying we need a break, and the other saying no, it's going to lead to an unhealthy
absolutely
situationship either way, right? I was also reading something that said a situationship is a false is like a false comfort and lack true intimacy and vulnerability. This is a lazy way of dating since you're half in and half out.
Yeah, so you're not putting your all into it.
You're not putting your all into it. No. And I think that's a society that we live in today because commitment seems to be on a decline.
Yeah.
Right? Everything is like a short thing. Everything is for the gram now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everything is now for the gram. So you know what? It's cool to get up there and one day just have complicated. Then everyone asks you, what's going on with you and Becky? Right? Yeah.
Becky, and then have no good hair.
So these are just some of the little things. You know, we look at the effects. We look at how you get into these situationship. And a lot of time, like I said, it's not that you really start out that way. You could be in a long-term relationship. And then things may suddenly take a turn where you need a break. But because you truly haven't really cut a clean break, you fall into a situationship.
It just lingers.
It just lingers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And realize you can't go from a relationship to like hard friendship. That's going to lead into situationship. So if you're going from a relationship, just move on.
Yeah.
If just it's meant to be, time will bring it back together.
Yeah.
You know, just move on. If it's meant to be, time will bring it back. But don't stay there pressuring something.
Not giving yourself the time you
The time.
Need.
Exactly, to heal and figure you out. That's the whole reason why you took the break in the first place.
I think it's just society nowadays. I think that it's just, there's so much going on. And that's why I think things like mental health and that sort of thing are real big issues. And even for men, you know, being able to commit is like fear, like somehow, you know,
because they feel like they're going to be locked in and they're locking down.
It's huge.
Wow, yes, that has been another moment talking about relationship versus situationship. Hey, guess what we got coming up right after all this?
Oh boy.
We ain't playing no game. My husband ain't here.
That's okay. That's okay. The game must go on.
I know.
The game must go on.
Darn it.
Juanita, you're in the hot seat for both.
No way.
They scare me.
Right? Like half these questions I probably can't answer.
Yeah, they scare me.
Okay,
Of course you can. Okay, so we've got question A and question B. I'll have Lisa, you can choose.
Yeah, Lucy.
Oh gosh. Okay. I'm going to go with B this time. I'm going to switch it up again.
You're going to go with B?
I'm going to go with B.
I hope A is easy.
Juanita, by default, you are on question A. We are going to come back and we are going to be playing the hot seat.
Getting hot in here.
It's time to play.
Hot like fire. I'm going to make it hot like fire.
Hot seat.
That's right, we are in another segment of the Hot Seat and Marital Chemistry on the Bad Boy of Radio, Hot 1 AM. You know how we roll, you know how we do it. It's G-Cone along with my wife,
Lisa,
and one half of the night today,
Juanita.
Question, are you the better half or the...
We're equal.
That's good. Good answer. Good answer.
There you go.
Never try to outshine my husband.
There you go. That's a good woman. So the way the hot seat works is we have two questions, and each couple gets to answer a question. So Juanita is on her own today, so let's see if she can handle the fire by herself. And question A and question B. So what was it you chose? Question B, Lisa?
I did.
Okay, so question B comes to us, the Chisholms. So who is most creative in the kitchen?
Oh, goodness. You for sure.
I would have to agree. I think the kids would also agree with that one.
He's just like patting himself on the
knee. Yeah, I'd have to agree with that one.
Lisa, I thought if you said it yourself, you would have been like, what?
No. Lisa's a very good cook, but here's the difference, right? I will go in the kitchen and there's hardly anything and I'll create like a whole dish and she's like, see, that's why.
Yeah.
And it's because she always say, well, I'm like, okay, I have to agree.
Yeah.
She said it over the years.
That's true.
I can see Richie doing something like that too, where he'll go in the kitchen, just do something and call it, and what's his name, Shelley? Call it what you want. Like, I would not, because for me, like, I like dishes to be a certain way.
Simple.
Right?
Yes.
And like, for me, it's not necessarily creating this, mm-hmm. you yes. know, but he'll take like salt fish. The other day he made salt fish with rice and peppers and stuff like that and put it all in one pot.
Yes.
And I'm like, what is? He's like, call it what you want.
Caesar rice.
Yes.
Caesar rice, baby.
Like, I wouldn't have thought to do that.
Yes.
Caesar
me
rice.
Me neither. I wouldn't yes. have thought to do that. Yeah. So I would yes. like give that. It to him too.
Yeah, he's like that too. And
okay.
He must have been so happy I picked D.
Okay, question A goes to the Knight. And Lord. It is, who is more organized financially?
Me.
You?
Yeah.
Well, Richie can. Richie's not here to speak
but
for himself.
I can tell, no, I am, because I'm the one that keeps even his, you know, like, he's okay. very good with organizing, but mm-hmm. I think for me to keep him, you know, in line with his payroll and stuff like that, yes. I keep him on.
Oh, you do all that?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Okay, all fair right. enough.
And I, like, I'm helping to run the household. I'm running, mm-hmm. I'm doing a job. I'm dealing with the kids and all that mm-hmm. thereof, and I'm at least doing his payroll stuff for him, too.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Makes total
yeah.
sense.
I feel like, yeah.
Yeah, you got yeah. that. You got yeah. that.
That is another segment.
Oh, damn, that was easy.
Right?
Ooh, that was a good bad. One. Good one.
Yeah.
No hard questions next week, because I'm not prepared like that.
That is the hot seat. If you have some questions you'd like for us to ask each other, you can simply send those to gcohen@hot1am.com. That is gcohen at hot1am.com. Send your questions in, and hey, we'll filter that in the hot seat for you. Continue to keep it locked. We're taking a quick musical break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to wrap up, and we're going to throw those prescriptions out at you.
It's the Bad Boy of Radio, Hot 1 AM. Let's get it. Get it.
Well, let's kick it over to my number four. Let's hear those prescriptions.
All right. So, first prescription is stay away from situationships. Spend the time on you instead. You are worth the commitment for the right one.
Yes.
And getting love don't take away loneliness. Sorry, getting love doesn't take away loneliness, but sharing your love can add to the growth of your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
That's all we got for prescription?
Yeah,
okay.
All
right. That was my prescription.
There's a lot of info.
There are a lot of info.
Yeah.
Exactly. So this is why it's important to go back, listen to the
yes.
podcast.
Yeah, this
or now you
replay.
Can just check YouTube and see how good we look and how bright our smiles
yes.
are. All right. Because believe me, even when we listen to it sometimes, I'm like, we actually said that? Oh my God.
We knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
We need to create our own Marital Chemistry University around here.
Right? I know.
We speak in knowledge.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Facts and
speaking
all.
Speaking from the heart, though, yes. right?
That's
speaking
it.
From the heart.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, we're always being transparent about our experiences, what
absolutely.
We know. And, you know, you can take it and learn from it, or, you know, take bits and pieces to kind of implement into your own life as well. So,
mm-hmm. absolutely.
And remember, everything that we say and do, it's actually contributing towards building a legacy
yeah.
for our children and a brand for your household. Because
yeah.
the important thing is establishing as well a focus for your home and a brand for your household.
Yeah.
Because when you establish a brand for your household, you know the Bible says, honor your mother and father that their days may be longer.
Yes.
This is exactly what it's referring to. It's that brand you develop for your home.
Yeah.
These are the things you're teaching your kids. That's what they're going to go out there and emanate.
Exactly.
Right? So
yeah.
this is why you have to make sure they're secure in who they are, because if they're not secure with who they are and they pick up someone who's not secure in themselves, they know how to help that person to help that person become what that person should be. Not who they want them to be,
yeah.
but who that person is supposed to be. Because a lot of times you got broken people getting together and we're creating like
brokenness.
Broken, mm-hmm. exactly.
Big ol' mess.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, for real though.
Yeah.
You know, so sure. this is a tool.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it's a tool not just for you, but for us as well, because yeah. we go back and we listen.
And we're learning too, because
absolutely.
There's a lot of things, there's a lot of information that comes mm-hmm. from each and every one of us, but
exactly.
that you've never thought about. You're like, oh, that's interesting.
That's right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
mm-hmm.
with the topics that we're coming up with too, it makes you reflect back on like what you experienced in your past too, in
exactly.
order to be able to bring something to the table.
And where
absolutely.
You want to go. Yeah.
That's true.
But
that's true.
I challenge each one right now to develop a focus for your home
yeah.
and a brand for your home.
Mm-hmm.
Every clothing you buy out there, it's a brand.
Yeah.
And they have a focus.
Mm-hmm.
Some target the rich.
Yeah.
But it's filtered its way down into the poor's hands.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Then they have the knockoff. So you have to determine what the brand of your home is supposed to be.
No.
Right.
Original.
Yeah.
Designer.
Right. Exactly. No, right? So determine whether you're a single mother, single father, two-parent home, get together and start determining what the brand for your household is and what your focus are and the tools you're going to use to getting that brand out into the family so that it can turn around and affect other people in your surroundings.
This is a wrap for today's show. Don't forget to tell a friend to check out Metal Chemistry on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, and also on Anchor. Make sure to like and subscribe to us to be notified once a new episode is uploaded. Also, check out our YouTube just by searching Metal Chemistry, then watch, like, and subscribe, and follow us on Instagram as well. I'm G. Cohen. On behalf of the Metal Chemistry team, thanks for tuning in.